الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. وقال الله تعالى: اذا اعجبتكم کثرتکم فلم تغن عنکم شیئا. وقال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم: من تواضع للہ رفعہ اللہ فهو فی نفسی صغیر وفی اعین الناس عظیم، ومن تکبر وضعہ اللہ فهو فی اعین الناس صغیر وفی نفسی کبیر حتی لہو اہون علیہم من کلب وخنزیر. وقال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام: اما المہلکات فهو متبع وشح مطاع وإجاب المرء بنفسه وهي أشد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. فقال رجل: إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنا. قال: إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. الكبر بطر الحق وغمت الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: حتى إذا رأيت الشح مطاعا وهوى متبعا ودنيا مؤثرة وإعجاب كل ذي رأي برأيه. الحديث. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, actually we human being have been granted many goods. We can use it for good things, but there are limitations, and we have wishes of our self, our nafs, which can lead us to bad things because of nafs ammara. So as far as our guts are concerned, we should recognize it and consider it as a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use it for good purposes. This is required. But if because of these guts we think that it is our qualities, we have done these things and we don't consider this, that this is our blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that pride comes in ourselves, so then that is curse. It becomes very difficult for us to recognize good things. So initially let us see what has happened in very start, because of which all the bad things have started. And that was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered malaika to do sijda before Adam alayhi salam. So malaika did it, but Iblis could not do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, why are you not doing this? Why did not do this? He said, you made me from fire and made him for clay. How could I do this? I was superior to him. It means. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, get out from here, your regime. And then he asked for muhlat, for time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that time. After which he declared that I shall sit in the straight path of the people because of which I have been made so. And I will not allow them to come to you, and you will not find them among them a thankful people. But on few people, this makar will not act. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, done is done. Those who are mine, you will not be able to change them. And if some people will follow you, so you and your followers, I shall put in Jahannam. So see what happened in the very start. It was because of the kabr, because of pride, because of thinking oneself better than other. For example, if a person consider him that he is good, and he consider all this goodness because of himself, so this is ujub. And the person who because of this considered the other people lesser than him, so inferior to him, so then this is takabbur, right? So one should avoid these things. It's very, very difficult thing. So pride and vanity are two most destructive sicknesses which are very much disliked and detested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ones filled with pride and haughtiness, or indeed inflicted with two great sicknesses. Allah states in Quran, He does not love the arrogant one and the boastful one. He also mentions about the battle of Hunain, when the Muslims felt pride in themselves over their large numbers, and the day of the battle of Hunain, when you exalted in the numbers of your might, which in turn availed you not. What happened in Hunain? Actually, at that time, Sahaba were in good number. So they thought, some of them, they thought that when we were lesser than the enemies, so we were successful, and now we are even more than. So then surely we shall be successful. This thing was not liked. So in start, difficulty came. In a way that the enemy was on the mountain, on top, and they arranged for stones, big rocks, ready to fall. And when they reached there, in the valleys, they left that. And these were rolling, coming down. And then the people were rushing away from their point. So only Rasulullah was there, who was coming towards that and saying, Anan Nabiul Akazib, Anam Abdul Muttalib. And then after this, Hazrat Abbas was asked to shout and collect Sahaba. And then Sahaba came, and then they attacked. Alhamdulillah, they were successful. But in the start, there was difficulty because of this fact. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared this in this thing, that it was not liked. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever humbles himself before Allah, Allah will elevate him. And in the eyes of his own, he will be insignificant, but in the eyes of the people, he will be considered great. Actually, what is the difference between tawazu and inferiority complex? In inferiority complex, also the person considers him lesser. And in tawazu also consider him oneself lesser. But what is the difference between these two? It's very much required to know this. In tawazu, the person considers himself lesser, weaker, and down to earth because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being so great. So because of azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He knows that the thing what He has, the quality what He has, the wealth He has, the beauty what He has, it's all because of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant it to him, he can get it back also. And because of the frightens, and he does not do such thing because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry. So he can consider himself a smaller, weaker. So this is tawazu, and this is liked, as according to this hadith Sharif. So the person who considers himself lesser, smaller, weaker, he is awarded. He is elevated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him better in the eyes of the other people. So see the situation. Those kings who were ruling the people, after their death, nobody knows, nobody cares, and they are gone. But those good people who are mutawazi'in, awliya Allah, they have gone so long, but the people remember them and give respect to them. So this respect is actually because of this recognition of this thing, that they were considering himself mutawazi. And continues, and whoever act proudly, Allah will humiliate him so that in the eyes of people he will be insignificant, while in his own eyes he will be great so much, so that he will be looked upon as lower than a dog or a swine. So see the situation. Those people who are proud, they consider that we are too much at higher position and people like us. No, people do not like them. Those people who are pride, even in their families, they are not considered good people and people dislike them. There are some people, because of pride, when you say salam to him, he does not accept that salam, but just move his head. No, these people are not liked by the people. So people consider them very bad, and he thinks about himself, oh, very good. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made dua once. Allahumma jal fi aini saghiran wa fi ayni nas kabira. Oh Allah, make him, me, in my eyes, smaller, and in eyes of the other people, bigger, great. Some people ask ulama, how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could say, make me in the eyes of other people, great. So how it is possible? So the ulama explained, it is not because of asking greatness, asking for greatness. But actually the people who consider some people inferior, so then they are put in problems. And they are tortured and take work from them without paying to them. So to avoid such a situation, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that make me in the eyes of other people great. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, as for the two destructive things, the one is patience, which are being followed, and the other is greed, which has become part and partial and is being obeyed of man. And the other one is a person, pride in himself, And this one is the worst. So, it means one should not follow his wishes. And also, one should avoid greed. But this thing, to consider oneself proud, by himself proud, so this is the worst. So one should avoid this, certainly. Rasulullah also said, never will that person enter paradise in whose heart there is a pride even the size of an atom. So we should get rid of takabbur to that extent, that we should not have pride the size of an atom. Otherwise, hell is the place. Hearing this, a man said, how is it if a man liked that his clothes and his shoes should be good? Rasulullah replied, that is beautiful. Allah is beautiful and loves the beautiful. However, pride is the rejection of truth and looking down upon people. It means if you reject truth, it means you consider yourself better than truth. So that is the takabbur. And also, if you are looking down upon other people, it means these things are yours own. But in fact, these things have been granted to you. And you cannot consider them your own things. But these things are of Allah's things. Because when we shall reach there in Qiyamah, then Allah will ask about all the actions, what happened from eyes, from ears, and from tongue, and from brain, and all these. If these were ours, then why it was will be asked. And the other thing, if we, may Allah SWT protect us, if someone will tell a lie, that I haven't done this thing. So Allah will stop his mouth and will order these all other organs to tell the truth. And I will start speaking about that, what he that is done. And the ears will start thinking, saying about that, what that is done. So it means everything will be explaining his own problems. So he will be surprising himself. Who has told you to tell all these things? How can you speak this? So they will say, Allah has let all the things to speak and also let us to speak. So therefore we are speaking. So these are not our things. These are Allah's things. Rasulullah said, until such time when you see greed being followed, patience being obeyed, in worldly affairs being given preference, and you see everyone being fascinated by his own opinion, then occupy yourself with your own rectification, for ahead of you are days of great passions, the likeness of which is like holding in your hands burning coals, and whoever remains steadfast in those days shall be rewarded to the extreme of 50 men doing the same deeds. MashaAllah. It means there will be some people, and who will be protected, and even in those times when the people will be of such nature that they will be following their wishes, and greed will be followed, and everyone will insist upon his own opinion. So in that condition also there will be some people who will be steadfast, so they will be granted. I seek refuge in Allah from the accused shaitan, and Allah says, and to him alone belongs greatness and magnificence in the heavens and the earth, and he is the mighty, the wise. So we should accept this by heart. We should learn it by heart. We should understand it by heart. That Allah is the great. And everything which is good, it's because of Him. And everything which is bad, which is because of our nafs and devil. So we should consider everything good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the great. Allahu Akbar. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.